Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust in. We're going to get real with Get Real Ministries. How are we doing here, Shiloh and Rando?
We are doing amazing, amazing. Good morning, Tom. Good morning.
You know, it's always a good day to be on this side of the grass, Rando,
it
I hear.
It certainly is. It's an amazing time to be on this side of the grass.
You had a little brush with almost not coming back.
Well, yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Last Tuesday, we were at Wesleyan watching our son's Christmas program. And without all the detail, I mean, broke out in a hard sweat and chest just felt like a ratchet strap around my chest and pain coming up my left arm and left side of my neck. Anyway, I had a heart attack last Tuesday.
Well, you're looking pretty good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hey, I went to the emergency room here in Bartlesville, and man, they treated me amazingly. Well, they treated me. Six nitroglycerin pills later and a nitroglycerin drip. Anyway, the next morning I woke up to 221 blood pressure, 221 over 120 something. I don't know. But it gets even better.
It gets even better.
So they scheduled me for a heart cath that morning. See, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure when I was in the ninth grade in high school.
Okay.
So I dealt with high blood pressure my entire life. And then I may have had a span of my life where I didn't take real good care of myself.
That little,
small span.
So anyway.
It all runs together.
It all runs together. They wheeled me in for the heart cath, and Dr. Tinker was there. And I was wide awake. I was watching the big screen. It's amazing. But I was watching the big screen, and Dr. Tinker said, "I find absolutely nothing wrong. I can find absolutely no damage whatsoever."
He said, "From that episode? Wow."
Yeah, he said, "As a matter of fact," he said, "you have the heart of a teenager."
Watch out, Jen.
Praise God.
Watch out, Shiloh.
That's Jesus. That's every bit Jesus, because I know what I did to this thing throughout the decades of my life. And to hear somebody that's been in the business for 40 years, roughly, to say you have the heart of a teenager, praise God, that's Jesus. I called my mom, and I said, "Mom, all is well. Everything's fantastic." I said, Dr. Tinker said that I have the heart of a teenager. She said, "Oh, praise God, honey, that's wonderful, but please don't start acting like you did when you was a teenager."
Your poor mom, she wouldn't be able to take it.
No, I wouldn't.
But that's Jesus. That's every bit Jesus. And I want to give God the praise. Yes. I want to give him the glory.
We had a lot of prayer warriors. When we found out, it's just amazing. Thank you, prayer warriors.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We had them all the way through Tulsa and all through the United States. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
We had one guy say that he was on his face praying. And he was there for how long? About just praying.
About, 15 minutes. He said roughly.
And the Lord said, "Get up. He's got a new heart."
There you go.
And then everybody else said, "You know, we were praying for a new heart or a younger heart or a." So God answered, and He does answer. So.
And you know, Tom, what folks need to know is God is no respecter of person. I'm even though I'm His favorite, and He's got my picture on His fridge. You know,
sure, of course, He does.
But he doesn't play favorites. What He does for one, He'll do for anyone. And what is the key to this? I don't know. I just love Him. I just worship Him. We just serve Him together.
Just do what you know you
yeah,
do.
Just love
just
Jesus.
Just do right.
And
when you do wrong,
you.
Say sorry.
Yeah. And let Him love you. That's the key, is allow Him
grace.
To love you.
Just don't be the picture on God's milk carton.
Exactly. No. Exactly.
Make yourself known
the
to God.
The fridge is fine,
good.
But not
yeah,
the milk
yeah,
carton.
Good. Yeah,
you don't want to be lost.
Absolutely.
Just don't limit His faith either. We put limits on Him.
Yeah,
we're human. You can't really do that.
Yeah.
You can't. It's impossible
we
to do
no
that.
We have no clue.
No. We got a lot going on.
Yes,
boy,
do.
You got your monthly event. Then we got the big birthday party.
Absolutely. We have Jesus Burger this Saturday.
Yes.
6 p.m.
Gray Warehouse behind
FYC.
FYC. It's 409 West 13th Street.
Yep. Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That'll be at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
This Saturday night.
Then,
babe, you take over. Go for it.
So, don't put me on the spot. Okay, so we have Jesus Burger, but then we also have, we're teaming up with Wesleyan University, and they're doing a no one eats alone breakfast morning on Christmas.
Christmas morning.
Of course, they have their Lighthouse pickup they'll be doing, and then we will be picking up, Get Real Ministries will be picking up, we'll leave our parking lot at 8 a.m., so if you need a ride, be at Get Real parking lot at 8 a.m., Then we're going to be at the Budget Inn at 8:10 and Homeland at 8:15, Johnstone Park at 8:20. But if you need these times again, just look on our website at Get Real Ministries on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But we'll be doing that. But the good thing and the awesome thing is that night we're going to do our first Saturday night service. And it's Christmas service, 6 p.m. So every third Saturday, we'll have Jesus Burger at 6 p.m. But on the other nights at Saturdays, we'll have 6 p.m. our new services.
Yeah.
And they're for everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I want to back
nobody
up.
Nobody alone on Christmas.
Nope.
Yeah, nobody be alone. Please don't be alone on Christmas. Christmas breakfast at Wesleyan University.
That's good.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, this is like
so
the,
many volunteers
this will be the third year.
People. Yeah,
that we've
second,
been involved second year.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Christmas evening with us. Come join us if you want to get in out of the cold and just worship. It's going to be a time of worship.
Yeah.
But I want to back up a little bit. I forgot. Agape was shut down for twice a year or once a year. Anyway.
The cleaning.
Yeah. And Keith and Christy McPhail, once mm-hmm. again, with
they
B Monthly
it, yeah.
Magazine. Here they are again, man. They stepped up. Iron Sharp Foundation, TJ and Jennifer, once again, Get Real
Terry
Ministries,
Miller.
Terry Miller, I don't even know all the volunteers,
yeah.
but they stepped up once again, and they made sure that the folks had something to eat from the Agape parking lot, and thank you, Sherry Smith, and all of your volunteers, because
yes.
you guys
sweetheart.
Do an amazing, amazing
yes,
job, and
it's
just an honor for us to be able to come in beside Keith and Christy and TJ and you all. I mean, you guys talk
amazing,
about us all the
yeah.
time. And
how many coats did
praise
you give
God.
Out that
oh,
night?
Yeah. So
through
that
week,
that week, I think we handed out around 300 more coats.
Double than, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, doubled what you did.
Yeah. So
or
we,
equaled
we,
what you did.
Well, we did 1,000 the first one.
We did 1,000 at Warm Up Bartlesville.
Yeah.
But we
all
were able
total.
To get the other ones out
yeah.
to homes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So.
Amazing, amazing things that God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't understand is if you just glance at it, it's like, oh, wow, they're the point I'm trying to make is God is strategically bringing different parts of the body,
yeah.
different denominations, if you will,
different
you know,
people.
Together to accomplish
all
his
parts.
Will. The body of Jesus, the body of Christ coming together, working together as one. And that's, you know, that's, it doesn't get any better
Terry
than that.
Miller, he's bringing pizzas to the jail.
Yeah.
We're going to join
yeah.
with him on Christmas
wow.
Day.
Christmas, yep, Christmas.
So all kinds of parts of the body coming together. Christmas Day, yeah, taking pizzas to
yep.
the jail inmates.
Yep. All kinds of stuff.
He does that every
County
day.
Jail has, and Terry has done that for a number of years.
Terry and Tina.
Terry and Tina Miller, they've taken pizzas to the jail for several years now.
Ooh, wow.
Just ministering to the people. I want to say something, okay?
Yep.
Gosh, we got so much stuff going, I can't even get to it all. This is Christmas season, and it's coming up for our Savior. What we celebrate is his birthday. And I just want to say that instead of getting all worked up and stressed out about Christmas and buying Christmas gifts and on and on and on, remember the reason, the true reason that we get together. And it's to honor the birth of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So when people stress out and worry about what are they going to get Aunt so-and-so and what are they going to get the kids, what I tell our folks at Get Real is, hey, dig in your kids' closet. Find something they hadn't played with for a couple of years, rewrap it, and say Merry Christmas. Quit stressing about the stuff, you know.
Trade with your neighbor.
Yeah, trade with your neighbor. Seriously, trade old toys or used toys with your neighbors, and don't. It's not about how much money you can spend.
You can come to Get Real Thrifty.
Jesus. Yep.
And you can come to Get Real Thrifty, and you can really make that what you got going go a lot farther for a lot of other people too.
We got new and old stuff as well.
So, something else that I show our people, if you struggle with credit card debt, I have a surefired way to cure that. It's a deliverance, okay, if you will. And I tell our people, instead of freaking out,
bring their cards to you.
Yeah, bring their credit cards. Bring their credit cards to me, because we've got a surefire way. It's called
pair of scissors.
It's called.
Oh! Look at that!
This thing makes guitar picks out
it
of credit
does.
Cards.
Oh, man!
And you can turn ugly debt into beautiful music.
Look at that!
You can turn ugly debt into beautiful music, so all you got to do is just show up, bring your credit cards, and we'll deliver you from that Christmas debt.
Man, you're killing me, man. That was from Guitar Center. You're just killing me,
I know. That hurts. That hurts deep, doesn't it?
Oh, God. But the irony there is that he made guitar picks out of the Guitar Center credit card.
That was an expired card. I got another one. Okay. So, next to the Harley shop, that's my favorite place to go.
Gosh almighty. This is crazy. This is good.
Anyway, but absolutely, please understand that it's about the birth of Jesus.
Use that one.
Yeah. It's about the birth. It's
use
about
this
the birth
next time. Don't use your thumb.
Could use that at the company show last night. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Okay. Where can we find the miracle on 14th Street?
411 West 14th Street, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We have Sunday morning services, 10:30 a.m. Yeah. Wednesday night services at 6:30 p.m.
Saturday night
service at 6 p.m. Jesus Burger, third Saturday of every month.
6 p.m.
What else?
And then Get Real Thrifty is at...
Oh, your extended hours.
Oh, we got extended hours. So tonight, Get Real Thrifty will be open until 8 o'clock.
Sweet!
And then tomorrow, it will be open from 1 to 8.
All righty.
Well, no, wait. Sorry. Take that back. 1 to 5.
All right.
Because we got Jesus Burger.
That's right. You got to do...
But next Saturday... Yeah, or no. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, so anyway, it's open. But we are going to start having maybe, hopefully, possibly... And we'll get back with you on this. Saturday's open. So,
well, sweet.
But right tomorrow and tonight.
All right. Good. Great seeing you guys again.
Good to be seen by you.
No more heart attacks, okay?
No more. All I've right. got a brand new heart.
You got enough nitro in your system to fuel a funny car. You
I'm
know
telling you.
That?
Yes, right, that's boy. What I'm thinking.
All right. Take care. Get God Real bless. Ministries. Love you to death.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with a large dealership.